Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Guides, you know, how do you listen to your guides? How do you hear guides? Is that different to you listening to your own intuition, or is it the same channel like that you're listening, tuning into the bandwidth on? Yeah.
You're actually answering the question with your questions. It's perfect. Yeah. So
when you said,
is it the same channel as your intuition? Yes. And this is a fun journey that I've been on. When I first heard about spirit guides, I saw like, other people have this ability where they can talk to these guides, or for some people it's like somebody from Pleiades or somewhere, you know, like, and wow, other people have this ability. I wonder if I can develop it too. And so I went to school and tried some stuff, and it seemed like something fleeting was probably there, but I couldn't quite tune in. And then without really knowing why, just because I was open to trying it, at some point I was having conversations with my guides, and it didn't seem any different than talking to other people. What happened was there's kind of a layer of unconscious energy between what we know now and the things that we, you know, are unconscious, just to put it in simple terms, right? So this energy, it looks like kind of a gray and foggish kind of energy. So if I'm trying to see something, like if I'm trying to see this little thing, and it's in my unconscious, there'll be this layer of energy between me, and I literally cannot see it, even if I look right at it. Yeah. And what'll happen is, I kind of have to do this. If this is the unconscious energy, as my awareness goes towards it, I'll sort of just like forget where I was going, and then my awareness will just go somewhere else that I'm more comfortable with. Right. And so this is a defense mechanism that we create to keep us away from our pain usually. So we surround our pain with unconscious energy so that if it's too much for us to deal with in the moment, then we won't keep hitting it. We'll be able to sort of veer off and sort of stay clear of this pain. But over time, we want to sort of, once we're, you know, later in life, when we're have a little different perspective, we might want to move this away so we can go in and see this. Same thing is true. This unconscious energy also exists between you and your guides, or you and greater awareness. You know, sometimes, you know, you can think of it kind of like a bubble around you that you live inside, and at times it'll sort of like, you know, something will happen, whew, the bubble will expand and get bigger, and you're like, whoa, there's a lot more going on now than I knew of. But it's not new things that are happening, it's an awareness of things that you weren't aware of before, right? And so the more that you try to pierce that, some people call it the veil, you try to pierce that veil of unconsciousness, the more you'll kind of poke through, and eventually you'll kind of get through, and then poof, it'll disappear. And for me, that's what happened with my guides. People would ask me, when did you start talking to your guides? I'm like, oh, I remember this time when I was 28 and this happened. And then the next time somebody asked me, I was like, actually, I kind of remember this time when I was 21. And I'm like, that's weird, because back then I couldn't do it. And then the next time they asked, I'm like, I kind of remember this time when I was 10. Like, it kept getting, the more times people ask this question, the answer kept getting younger until I realized I've always been communicating with my guides. My intuition's always been there. I've always had awareness. I just didn't know it. Right. And this is another place where you got to say, oh, that's because I was identifying with my ego, the part that, you know, is very validated by our societies in this world. But I didn't know I had this other part of this other mind, but it's been there my whole life. I've been using it all along. I just didn't even know what I was doing. So talking to your guides is like that. So just keep trying. Like, if you're in that position where it seems like something you can't do, know that that's not true. There's no person that can't talk to their guides. I would even say there's no person that isn't already talking to their guides all the time. You just don't know. It's just something that you're doing that's outside your belief system or awareness or comprehension of yourself. But what I really liked was your second part of your question, where you said, is it the same channel as your intuition? So this is when I started getting into some really interesting conversations. When I first started talking to my guides, I hit them up for all the normal stuff. I'm like, does that girl like me? You know, hey, guides, you know, can you tell me, am I going to get a good raise this year? Right. So we're not talking deep spiritual thoughts here. We're just like, I was in my 20s and I was just, you know, thinking about that kind of stuff. Right. And then, you know, after a little bit of time, that stuff started getting old and I started asking deeper and deeper questions. Why am I here? Who am I? Who are you? Are you me? And so that's when it started getting juicy. I'm asking my guides, are you really just me? And they're just like, well, yes, but not in the way that you're thinking. Like, because you're thinking over here, like we're thinking about the physical world.
Material mind.
Right, in this mind. And it will never make sense to you in this mind because we're talking about the spirit world. But yeah, you got it. Over here, there's many, you know, there's separation and many. Everybody has a material mind, to use that terminology. Everybody has an ego, has a personality, a body. Over here, there isn't actually like each person has a spirit mind. There's just spirit mind, right? Right? And so there is no separation here. So if there's no separation, then my guides sure look a lot like me. In fact, actually, you look a lot like me. Okay, now we're getting kind of weird. Now you start seeing kind of some of the indigenous tribes will say things like, there's only one of us here, or you are another me, or all these kinds of things like, ah, that's because they remembered this understanding, this mind, this awareness. Yeah.
I'm finding it very difficult in this conversation to not draw parallels, and maybe this is a blasphemous parallel, so pardon me if I'm doing that, but like on my understanding of the unified field as I'm hearing it and spirit mind as being in this oneness space, and then how the guides are appearing as manifestations of, well, part of from that unified whole, from that spirit mind, as you know, connection here, and like you said, the channel to the intuition is one and the same, and myself is all mixed up in there. And the parallels between Hinduism and the godheads, you know, the different access points to connect to that unified field. Because I think there's this misconception in the West collectively, not of this big brushstroke I'm using there, but many people think that Hinduism is about many gods. And it's like, no, there's many godheads leading into that one unified field of awareness. And it's almost like we've got collective spirit guides that we've chosen to tune into for specific energies. That awareness was just with me. I just wanted to share that here.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, all the big spiritual teachings are talking about the same things and grappling with, How do we express this beautiful reality in insufficient language and mental models? So it's like, it's so every spiritual teaching is being saying like, well, it's like there's this loving father in the sky that knows everything. It's like that. Yeah, but it's not that. Okay, it's like, but it's kind of like that. That's a good analogy. and it's kind of fun when you start looking at energy. All these things have specific words around them. Like it's fun when I was talking to my wife, this is years ago, about religion, and she was asking in particular about when I was doing healing work, I used to do, it's called Christ Force healing, where I would tune in and I'm going to connect with Christ and let that Christ Force energy kind of flow through and into the people. And so when I was doing that, and we were doing a co-healing session on somebody, and she goes, oh, is that the energy you're calling Christ or Christ Force? I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, I didn't have a name for that, but I know that energy. Oh, okay. So that's what people are talking about. And then it's like, oh, now she's like, what's going on in your hand? I'm like, well, that's what I would call, people call that like Mary Magdalene's plugged in and I'm doing some kind of channel healing. And she's like, oh, that's what people are talking about. I didn't know. I hear people say that word, but I didn't know what they're talking about. Now I got it. Cause she sees energy, or she says it's more like smells than sees. She says seeing is kind of limited, but you know, like you can smell popcorn without having to look at it. She said it's more like smell like, and you know what popcorn is, you don't have to analyze, right? It was just really fun. And the same thing happens with other traditions too. If somebody's coming from a completely different background and talking about their religious heroes, then same thing. She's like, oh, that's, yeah. Like we saw a Ganesha statue when we were traveling, and she's like, oh, wow, that guy used to scare the pants off me when I was a kid. There was always this elephant guy with sometimes multiple trunks or heads and stuff, and just freaked me out. But he kept showing up over and over talking to me. I was like, yeah, Ganesha is really cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, it's fun. It's really fun.
I hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast
recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.